There's something about the hunting community that you just have to respect. That's certainly been my experience in life, and I'll tell you why. I'm David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. In all of my experiences with outdoorsmen, I cannot remember ever talking to a kid or an adult who wasn't a yes sir, no sir, looky in the eye kind of person. There's a respect that must come from getting back to the basics, which is what hunting is all about. Well, Rob Mathias personifies this attitude with a story that happened while he was on a deer hunt, which I witnessed. Here he is.
You came across a story today that confirms what we all believe to be true, and that's that hunters are good people.
Absolutely. We harvested 3 deer in camp today, and I went with one of the guys that helps out here, Call of the Wild Outfitters, and once we got done processing those 3 deer, we had 12 quarters left over, and with those 12 quarters, we took them to a family here in town. Their house is just burned down, and instantly the guy knew Michael. We pulled up to the house and we gave him 12 quarters, and he loved every minute of it. He took all 12 quarters of deer, and he's going to live off of them this winter. 2 years ago, Michael told me he took 36 deer and distributed them through the entire town, and everyone consumed every bit of those deer. So the deer that are killed from out-of-state customers all go to a good end cause. They don't get wasted ever.
By the way, this was a group effort. There were 6 guys in Rob's hunting party.
This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight, and hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.